Good day, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Cliff Notes on the Global Manufacturing Picture. I'm Cliff Waldman. I'm the host of this show, one of many on Manufacturing Talk Radio, and I am also the president of New World Economics, an economic analysis firm that serves the needs of manufacturers. I'm going to call this episode Pandemic Recovery Meets Post-Pandemic Challenge. As is the case each month during this difficult period of history, we have to ask one simple question. Where exactly do things stand with the U.S. manufacturing sector? I think we will find that we are at a crossroads, evolving from the considerable economic challenges of an historic pandemic to the transitional issues out of the pandemic, to come to a point where we face many questions about the decisions that every U.S. manufacturer will need to make in the post-pandemic years. That's a mouthful, but let's start with the big, broad economic picture. At this point, at the beginning of 2021, the U.S. economy as a whole is giving off mixed signals. In January, consumer retail spending, reversed 3 months of declines powered by renewed stimulus. Among the strongest categories of retail spending in January were home furnishings and electronics. With the help of stimulus checks, consumers obviously continue to spend to make their homes a center of their personal, social, and work lives, as has been the case throughout COVID. These areas of spending are likely to stay strong for some time to come, even as travel and hospitality spending remains in the dumps. But while it was good to see a resurging consumer in January, it was unlikely to have happened without the aid of those government checks. And that's because U.S. labor market data remained troublesome. Initial claims for unemployment insurance remain disturbingly elevated. Further, the overall jobs recovery slowed dramatically after October. Payroll employment growth fell by 227,000 in December, rebounding only by 49,000 jobs in January. And we remain nearly 10 million jobs below the February 2020 level, below the level at the start of the pandemic. The economy needs a steadier and stronger jobs recovery to begin to shake off the severe impacts of COVID. U.S. manufacturing growth, by contrast, has seen a welcome acceleration as of late. While U.S. manufacturing output remains 1% below year-ago levels, recent strength certainly brightens the manufacturing outlook. Between October and January, monthly manufacturing output growth averaged slightly above 1%, very strong. U.S. manufacturing growth in January was fairly broad-based, with a few exceptions, most notably a 0.7% contraction in motor vehicle and parts output. I believe that as long as the world stays on a steady path out of the pandemic, U.S. manufacturing will maintain a steady recovery. What evidence is there of that? Well, the widely followed Purchasing Managers Index, put out since 1931 by the Institute for Supply Management, supports my assertion. It supports a forecast of positive industrial momentum, at least in the short term. The ISM reports that while the Purchasing Managers Index did slip from 60.5%, a really unsustainably high 60.5% in December, it remained at a very strong, very solid 58.7% in January. And while the new orders component of the index slipped by a significant 6.4 percentage points, it remained above the notably strong 60% mark, pointing to a U.S. and global economy with a robust demand for goods, as I think we saw in the January data by government checks. With the manufacturing recovery well in place, the challenges of this transitional moment seem to me to surround production inputs, particularly and most notably employment. The manufacturing jobs picture, at least thus far, mirrors the national jobs picture. As the Bureau of Labor Statistics notes in the January jobs report, U.S. manufacturing employment is up by 803,000 since April 2020, but is still 582,000 below the February 2020 level. As I noted in a recent social media post, the manufacturing output recovery does not yet seem to require a full pre-pandemic manufacturing workforce. We will have many discussions about this issue going forward. Material inputs to production are proving to be a problem and might be for a while. Let's get back to motor vehicles. The motor vehicle and parts output contraction, which we saw in both December and January, was at least partially due to a significant shortage, and a well-reported shortage, of semiconductors. As the pandemic hopefully moves into its final stages, other input issues will likely plague U.S. manufacturers. Resource distortions are going to be large, crisis of this magnitude. Throughout this year, I intend to explore the evolution of U.S. manufacturing past the pandemic and into the post-pandemic years. There is a lot to explore. We are likely moving into a world of global production that is different from anything imagined even in the early months of the pandemic only a year ago. Supply chains will be retooled for a new global business environment, one that places increasing value on flexibility. A new manufacturing labor force will be needed to meet the demands of reconfigured factories and more localized, probably, and pliable supply chains. In the short term, the balance of consumer spending is likely to support manufacturing growth. More goods from consumers, less services, particularly travel and hospitality services. But we've got a lot ahead of us, a lot of changes. The aftermath of a trade war and an historic pandemic is going to precipitate change, as a matter of fact, in every aspect of manufacturing. This is Cliff Waldman saying, for this year ahead of us, stay tuned, and we'll see you next time. And Chris, that's it. That's my broadcast.
Sounded great, Cliff. I'll get this over to Craig real quick, and then I'm sure he'll contact you when it's all ready to go up.
Okay. Good talking to you again.
Good to talk to you too, Cliff.
All right. Have a good one now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.